he raised houses, so all of his wood, he'd haul from one place to another.
Yes, ma'am.
And he'd go out and move people, you know, with the wagon and the horse. I never forget one time, they had a, see, in those days, they had horse and wagon, horse and buggies they rode all the time. They didn't have cars as many as you see now. And even the firemen, there wasn't trucks, there was a horse, about six horses to a fireman wagon, you know. And the hearse, all that was pulled by horses. And so a lot of time when people need to be moving their furniture, my grandfather would move them with his horse.
Yeah.
But he only had one horse to pull, one sheriff. But other people had like a double sheriff and they had four horses to pull.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
About a wagon, you mentioned, what were the parts like between the, we were talking about between the two horses ran the...
That was a shaft.
Okay.
It could be a double shaft or a single shaft.
Okay, and above you had...
One shaft.
Okay.
That one horse pulled it.
All right.
It had a little seat in the back and a seat in the front with a little top over it. And you could use, you know, like those umbrellas you use on a neutral ground or a patio. You could use one of those over the back. The sun was too hot. But we never had to because we always went out in the evening when it was cool. But he had a top on the buggy. It was the cutest thing. Just a little small thing. Now they use them as, put them on exhibit, you know.
Yeah, that's what
it is. Yeah, sure.
If you make that.
That window too.
You got plane, Air Force Base over here, or is that just a plane going
over? No, that's just a plane going over.
You know, I just saw that you can see two of those stadiums here.
Oh yeah, we see all the fireworks through the stadium. When they shoot those firecrackers, we just stand right out in front of the door and see them. And when they have the parades during the carnival, Tulane has their parade, we just go to the corner and watch the parade. It's real nice. But I never go to the game because I don't care for, you know. I don't like football.
You don't?
No, I'm always afraid to see somebody get hurt, and I can't stand that. You know, they fall all on top of each other. I don't like that. Two things I don't like is football game and boxing. Three, wrestling. I don't like to see anybody get hurt, you know.
Mm-hmm. But, you tell me about the neutral ground. That's ground in between streets, right?
Right.
It's kind of like an open place between the streets.
Yeah, right. Right. Well, neutral ground is like, like Clavin. They have this, it's like a lawn, a big lawn, with trees and flowers and things on it. And the cars ride on each side of the street of it. What you call that? You call it a lawn, huh? No.
Neutral
ground, yeah.
Now, the wagon, you remember what kind of wheels it had?
Yes, it had big wooden wheels. And you know, like that tin bees around the barrel?
Yeah.
Well, they had that sort of tin on the wagon wheels. And they had spokes, you know, big wooden wheels with spokes in them. They had the wooden spokes. They didn't have wire spokes.
Yeah.
Like a bike has wire spokes. Well, the wagon was built like that, only didn't carry a tie. It was wood.
Mm-hmm.
Everything was made with wood. The only thing that had leather was the top of the buggy. That was leather. And even the shaft of the wagon, of the buggy, all that was made of wood.
Now, the spokes went into the spokes.
Went into the round wheel.
Yeah, there was a wooden part of the wheel, right?
Right.
What was that called? You know what that
was? A wheel.
Okay, and then there was a metal, you said an iron.
The metal was on the outside of the wheel, so when the wheel rolled, instead of rolling on wood and wear out, it had just tin-like. You know, like galvanized tin?
Yeah.
Well, it had that, just like this table has.